This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside us. You warned it wasn't easy, it never is. Dreams get damaged, our strength gives. We call to you and claim your promises, 'cause you take.
The music you're going to hear over these next two Sundays is by a group called United Folk, a group of musicians I was proud to be part of, who met together over a 20-year period every single Wednesday evening in our home. Their music became a springboard to faith for many people in the northeast of England, and who knows where else. Our opening song there was by Margaret Scott, entitled Inside Out. And it tells us how God can suddenly move upon our lives and change them completely, turning them inside out. It's what happened to all of us then. This next song by Pete Scott is a prayer for our faith to stay strong in challenging times, rather like the ones we're facing at present.
I've been trying on my own, been almost done and nearly dying on my own. Alone and never coming to believe, refusing to receive the gifts you offer to me. To ride the highway in the night means riding blindly like a child into the night, while never wondering why we are drawing breath, refusing to accept the death you suffered for me. My lock and key mentality was close to tearing down the line from you to me, and I can't see or bend my knee to bow.
Faith don't fail me now.
When I'm full of my grief, thinking only of my own pain, in a world that's always moving, never still, and I forget the hill you climbed to set me free. When I can't go on, hope seems gone, I see the tree you're hanging on. How I hurt you, but you love me anyhow.
Please don't fail me now.
How did a group like ours come into being? In 1975, I was approached by two friends from the local Roman Catholic Church to sing with them and accompany them on guitar at a Pentecost praise event in Wallsend Park. Margaret Scott and Margaret Bell, now known as Maggie Feeney, had been invited by their priest to lead the singing and worship, and they wanted someone to just boost their numbers. After we'd sung that day, someone from the Salvation Army invited us to sing at their church too the following month. We thought this was hilarious and explained that it wasn't possible as we didn't come from the same church background. Now, the church then had been making moves tentatively towards a closer unity, but in general, Anglicans and Roman Catholics did not worship together. But then after some thought, we asked ourselves, why not? Who says we can't? The move to do this was revolutionary, to say the least. But we felt it was time to break down the walls. This next song was one I wrote for a friend who was hurting following her divorce. She had built these very strong walls around herself to protect herself and be her security. But in doing so, she'd also kept God out in the cold. It's called the Wall Song.
I have built me a wall, I have conquered it all, and I don't need the world anymore. I have buried my pain till it rises again, but inside me a little child cries,
let me love you. Child, run to me and be free.
I let no one come in. They may see how I grin, but they won't see the pain in my eyes. They won't understand how inside me a little child cries,
let me love you, let your walls come tumbling down, little child, run to me and be free.
Our shadows long gone, so I'll have to be strong, and I'll drink all my sorrows away. I'll keep building the walls till they're thick and they're tall, but inside me a little child cries,
let me love you,
let your child, run to me and be free. Little child, run to me and be free.
As we witnessed and sang at various venues from then on, the Lord added to our number. Firstly from the Methodist Church, then the Baptist, next some Pentecostals, the URC. There were no barriers to keep anyone out. We were male-female, old-young, traditional, evangelical, charismatic, all joining together as one. We worshipped in our own separate churches each Sunday, but we couldn't help but wonder whether what we had together every Wednesday was what the Christian church was meant to look like before all of its sad divisions. We began writing new songs with full harmonies. We wrote dramas. We danced liturgically. We prayed for healing when someone was ill. And other spiritual gifts were encouraged and accepted as they emerged. Each week we came thirsty for more. Here's a song by one of our former members who died recently, Ron Bedford, singing If Any Man Thirsts.
If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink.
If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. And rivers, rivers, and rivers, rivers, and rivers will flow.
Our unity as Christians began to speak for itself. So outreach to unbelievers became our main focus. And one of them, an agnostic, asked if she could join us too, simply because she loved music. Chris James became the social conscience of our group. She kept us up to date on human rights and injustices around the globe. She spoke out on environmental issues. Her concerns were reflected in the song she wrote, and they became our concerns too. Here is one of her songs called When I'm Alone.
When I'm alone, and my thoughts are milling round, I think of him, and the love my friends have found, I think of peace, and of wars that never end, and of the suffering. The pain I long to end. How will I know when he's right here beside me and his love is shining out and pouring through my soul? How will I feel when I can look into the faces of my loved ones and knowingly say that he is real? I think of prisons, the lonely faces that look out into a world full of hatred, greed and doubt. I see the children and their starving eyes that gaze back into mine, where they mirror only pain. How will I know when he's right here beside me and his love is shining out and pouring through my soul? How will I feel when I can look into the faces of my loved ones and knowingly say that he is real?
We would always introduce our songs at each outreach event with a simple gospel message, or we would share something that God had spoken to our hearts that particular week. We were not a praise group as such, although we did get caught up in praise and prayer at the start and the close of each of our weekly meetings. Many talented singers and musicians joined us over the years, and what great jam sessions we used to have. On average, we numbered between 12 and 15 each time we met, and we wore out quite a few of my carpets and chairs over the years. What made it special, though, is that we were just very ordinary people. One guy came along who was a caretaker at my school, and he shared his life story with us once he felt at ease with everyone. I remember that night that quite a few tears were shed. He also sang a song he'd written entitled Believe in Me, all about his belief in God, a God who could bring heaven out of hell and light and life out of darkness. Here's his song, Believe in Me, by Terry Patterson.
Have you ever been so lonely? Has your world just fallen in? Heavy burdens on your shoulders, 'cause your heart can't stand the pain. You're afraid I will protect you. Call my name and you'll be heard. For my arms are always open when you listen to my word. You'll be free.
I must also mention our most highly gifted member, the late Rose Nixon, who could play a whole multitude of instruments, and she certainly added depth to the quality of our music each time she brought along Bertha, her double bass, or even her beautiful violin. Pete Scott, a well-known local singer and songwriter in the northeast of England, was one of our number two. Another singer-songwriter, Ken Hawker, was there right at the start. He was once known as Ken Lewis, and part of a group called the Flower Pot Men, and he co-wrote the now famous song Let's Go to San Francisco with his friend John Carter in 1967. Ken's story was quite moving, from being a rock star travelling the world whose life just seemed to have collapsed around him until he became a Christian. Life was still rather a struggle for him, but he found great support in our group, United Folk. One or two of our songs would sometimes arise out of a work situation. As a teacher, I was asking my older school children some questions in RE And one question in a particular questionnaire was, what are you most afraid of? It produced the same response from almost every child. They wrote, the future. I think we might all identify with that response, especially now. So in attempting to respond to their fears and concerns, I wrote this next song for their school assembly. And they enjoyed singing it. It's called I Am the Way.
Where do I go from here? What will I do with my life? What will be asked of me? For I fear tomorrow.
I am
searching.
I am the truth.
Searching for the truth.
With so many gifts accepted and appreciated by one another, God blessed our unity in abundance and our creativity, and worship was exciting. Psalm 133 has this to say, how good and how pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. I'd like to end part one of our programme today with a song by Angela Maughan, which I know will speak to many people today who feel cast adrift in life, totally directionless and without hope. I pray that you'll be able to echo her prayer contained in her song, which says, be my Lord, my King, my God, help me have patience. Help me listen to your voice and know your way for me. Please be all that I desire. Be my clear direction and my light, both in the night and the day. For it's when we seek God we will find him, when we seek him with all our hearts. Please join me for part two of United Folk next Sunday with more great songs still to come from their album, The Best of United Folk. And so it's goodbye from Andrew Ridgwick, my technical assistant.
Bye, everyone.
And from me. Bye for now.